There is a new sheriff in town, as they say, as there's been a change at the top of the Republican National Committee. Ronna McDaniel out, and the new chairman, Michael Whatley, is in. He's an American lawyer, politician from North Carolina, who has served as the chair of the Republican National Committee since March the 8th. Before that, he was the chair of the North Carolina Republican Party for several years, the last year of which he also served as the RNC's general counsel. He joins me now. Michael, nice to have you here.
Great to be on with you, Steve.
Good to see you. All right, so President Trump on his way to Michigan. I spoke to him at length yesterday here on this program. He'll be in Grand Rapids today. I'll probably speak to him there as well. But what we're seeing that is just upsetting to so many people is the death of Lakin Riley in the middle of Georgia, in the middle of the day, in the middle of a major college campus. The death of Ruby Garcia, Grand Rapids, Michigan, murdered by an illegal herself, dumped along the highway. Too much crime, too much death. And how do they say it in legalese? But for an open border, we wouldn't have these problems. What do you say?
Well, what I would say is this is proof that, Michigan is proof that every state is now a border state. When you think about the migrant crime that you guys are dealing with, you think about fentanyl deaths are up 94% since 2019. 1.2% of all Michigan residents are now illegal immigrants. It's absolutely stunning, and it's unsustainable, and Joe Biden's border policies are absolutely hurting every state, including Michigan.
Say that number again. I want to say it for emphasis. Say that number again.
1.2% of all Michigan residents are now illegal immigrants. It is appalling, and it is unsustainable.
More than 1 in 100. And there are several things that are wrong with this. And there's a move, of course, to streamline the path to citizenship, which means amnesty, right, in layman's terms. That's the push, so you can have all these people become voters. And right now, we already have a disproportionate number of people in Congress being represented by illegal aliens from California, Florida, and Texas, and New York. They should not have as many seats in Congress, which means I'm being disenfranchised in Michigan because there's millions of illegals in Texas and in California, so I get the short end of that, don't I?
You do, you know, and Michigan has lost seats in Congress in each of the last two census. I'll tell you, down in North Carolina, we've picked them up, so we're grateful for them. But, that it is hammering Michigan right now, the fact that we have these open borders. And we also have a northern border that's wide open as well, and you guys have directly with Canada. Look, this election is going to come down to things like the jobs and economy, education, safety, and security. And right now, that's why Joe Biden is losing in every single national poll and why Joe Biden is losing in Michigan polls. People understand that they were better off under President Trump, and they're going to be better off under President Trump again after the 24 election.
Yeah, the border is a disaster, no matter how you look at it. And I look at places like Denver, where they're waving the white flag and they're offering illegals in Denver. Do you want a plane ticket? Do you want a bus ticket? Do you want to ride to the Canadian border? Denver's overwhelmed. People living in Chicago have had it up to here of the illegals getting all sorts of benefits the people in Chicago don't get and getting the short end of that. I think, and I just had somebody say this to me on social media here, why doesn't Donald Trump go hold a rally in Chicago? Because they will turn out in mass for him. Fair question, isn't
it? It is a very fair question. You know, the fact that we're actually talking about rallies in places like New Jersey and New York shows you that Donald Trump is playing offense in this election cycle. We are playing offense in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, places like Arizona and Nevada, where we are going to be very competitive. We look like we're in a great position to win every one of those battleground states because of what has happened over the last 4 years.
I think 9.2, that's true. Yeah.
9.2 million illegal immigrants have come across our border. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they are. And we don't know what they're doing. You think about inflation is absolutely out of control. 18% in Michigan since Joe Biden took office. This is housing. This is groceries. This is fuel prices that is hurting the average Michigan family. It's costing them $900 or more a month just to live.
Yeah.
So this is unsustainable for the American people. We cannot take 4 more years of Joe Biden.
Well, they talk about a lot of existential threats, do they, on the left, like climate change, which I don't worry about ever, by the way. I'm in Michigan. I got plenty of water. We're going to be fine. But they talk about existential threats. That open border is an existential threat to this country. It is unsustainable. By the way, I don't consider North Carolina or Georgia to be swing states this year. You might look at it differently. I think those are both red states. North Carolina has been red for a while. Georgia was an aberration, if you will. The other states maybe more so. But I do want to ask you about one thing that popped up on my radar here. I want you to weigh in on this. And that is Florida's Supreme Court yesterday agreeing to put abortion on the ballot November of this year. Florida's not been a swing state for 20 years. But putting abortion on the ballot has not been good for Republicans in the last 2 years. Does this concern you?
Look, we're going to pay attention to everything when we look at states like Texas and Florida that have Senate seats that are up. And obviously, we can't win the White House without carrying states like Georgia, North Carolina, and Florida. But Florida is a solid conservative state. Florida is Trump country, and we're going to be in good shape down there.
Yeah, let me ask you, it brings me to the Senate races. Very important stuff here. Michael Whatley here, the new chair of the Republican National Committee. You're going to win West Virginia, obviously. That's going to go into your column. But here's one that's kind of wild, if you will. Larry Hogan's probably going to win in Maryland. What a weird deal that is. And Larry Hogan, Donald Trump, not exactly sending Christmas cards back and forth, but how important is that seat?
Oh, it's absolutely critical for us. You know, we've got pickup opportunities in places like Montana and Ohio and Pennsylvania, where you've got really tough incumbent Democrats. The fact that Maryland is going to go our way with Governor Larry Hogan is absolutely fantastic for us, along with West Virginia. And then there are other places where we want to play offense. We want to get good candidates in and be able to compete in Nevada and Arizona. So we like the Senate map a lot all across the country. And those states, particularly Montana, Ohio, where President Trump has carried those states in both 16 and 20, is going to carry the state in 2024, gives us a real opportunity to have a working majority there in the Senate.
Yeah, and how about Michigan? You have an open seat in Michigan that in all the polling is a tied race right now. We haven't gotten into the heart of this ever yet, but I think Alyssa Slotkin is a weak, weak Democrat candidate who has voted for Joe Biden, 97% of the time. You have a real dark horse opportunity in Michigan, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I wouldn't even necessarily call it a total dark horse. I mean, Donald Trump is going to win Michigan, and when he does, he is going to have coattails. And we look forward to being able to make sure that we add to our House majority. We pick up that Senate seat is absolutely not out of control. And I think that the fact that we are in Michigan today, we're in Wisconsin today with President Trump, just shows you that we are playing offense and the Biden team is playing defense right now.
Michael Whatley, I agree with that. I mean, you look at those states, Maryland, West Virginia, Montana, Ohio, Michigan. You pick up five Senate seats, and it's changed the world, politically speaking. Michael Whatley, nice to meet you for the first time. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate it and look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you so much. There you have it. The new RNC chair, Michael Whatley, here on the program. Donald Trump is on his way to the DeVos Convention Center. He'll be there later today. I think his remarks are scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon. Doors open if you got a ticket at about noon today. Keep that in mind. I'll be over there. If you see me, you can say hi. Be polite. It's a family show, remember. Anyhow, if you'd like to find out more, go to stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com, and you can always find out what's going on. You can also hear that entire 20-minute interview that I had with Donald Trump yesterday. You can replay the entire thing for you and your friends. Gather around and listen to it in its entirety at stevegruber.com under the podcast. It is The Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. 877-230-1776. 76.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.